As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
In this day and time, stereotypes are the false descriptions for all of humanity. James T. Deshaies is the author of two great poetry books that attempt to describe life from a male perspective. It has been a common belief that men are unable to put into words their deepest feelings and spend most of their time focused on the surface of what life means. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and Passion, Desire, and Contemplation take you on a journey that has very few travelers. Mr. Deshaies has opened his heart and spirit up in ways that few have ever experienced. The depth of his poetry will have you reading his books and poems over and over again. You will find yourself using his passages to describe your own feelings to your family and friends. It is now time to put aside your thoughts and feelings related to the depth of men's thoughts and delve deeply into the words of James T. Deshaies. Once again, he will put an end to your thoughts that men can't translate their heartfelt spirit into words. Both of these books will allow you to find comfort in the reality of the heart of men. You will spend hours trying to embrace the way men want to love and display their passion to the women they love. Don't be fooled by those books that create love through words of lust, vulgarity, and unhealthy displays of sexual activities. You will discover the types of words that will allow you to rejoice in the future of what love truly means to men. Your book clubs and families will be able to discuss these words without fear. No one will have to leave the room. Both of these books can be purchased at jamestdeshaies2.com and lulu.com. Feel free to reach out to the author at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com.
Just a Thought by James T. Deshaies. There is never a perfect time to step out on faith. It would always require risking the safety of where you are at that very moment. But one will never be completely happy when their dreams are not being reached. The higher the dreams, the greater the risk. When the right opportunity makes itself available, you have to close your ears to the naysayers and move forward beyond your dreams. Visit wealthdaddysystem.com. That's www.wealthdaddysystem.com. Wealthdaddysystem.com. Push yourself beyond your fears, and you'll reach your dreams.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday East Coast Time, 5 p.m. West Coast Time. We're here so that your voice can be heard loud and clear. Hi, everybody. It's, you know, as always, I am so pleased and happy to be here with you today, to be given the opportunity to talk about things that are going to impact our lives now and in the future. And I have to tell you, I came up with a real strange subject, honestly, because I never thought it was possible. But recently I heard a story happening in Japan where the population of Japan is growing older and smaller, and young people are waiting longer to have children, and they're in fact having fewer children. So the Japanese population is shrinking, and it's getting older. And their answer to this is developing drones that are like humans, humanoids, that will take the place of taking care of the older individuals and do their bidding, so that the older generation can be better well cared for. And so today I just wanted to talk about any time that we have an advancement in technology, that advancement in technology can and does come with some questions we have to ask ourselves. And how far are these humanoids are going to go to being as much like humans as possible? And did we ever think we'd get in a world where we wanted to, you know, all the different movies that we've seen that shown humanoids and these robot-type creatures that do our bidding, is that the direction that we really want to go in? I know that earlier this year, Audrey and I got into a discussion about automation was putting people out of work, and I wanted to believe that automation was actually giving more good jobs to people, because when you automate things, that means that somebody's going to have to be able to fix those things, and somebody's going to have to be able to operate them as well. You know, there's a new industry in place when we look at all these new things that are we're discovering. They come with new opportunities and new educational requirements. So we have to really talk about what it is that we expect, what our expectations as we move toward these new technologies that give us so many different opportunities to relax. Are we allowing ourselves to let these technologies take over and give us too much freedom, or are we going to benefit as humans by allowing some of these activities that we do that are monotonous to be done by a robot? And so that's the question I want to talk about today is where do we go from here? I know that when we think about social media has a lot of different positive characteristics to it. But at the same time, it came with some negatives. The negatives being that people are bullying people over the internet. People are getting close to individuals and taking advantage of them, being able to get into your homes without you knowing it and getting access to your children. So there, you have to recognize and understand that with every new technology, there are going to be some negatives. And are we ready and prepared to deal with those negatives as they come? Are we ready and prepared to deal with having, let's say, our correctional facilities being taken over by robots, and so that mistakes aren't made, like the mistake that was made this past couple of days ago, where a guard opened up a door and let 12 prisoners escape because they fooled him into thinking that the door was a cell and he was a new guy. And so, okay, well, that would have happened had those doors been controlled and operated by some kind of robotic individual. And so, you know, though we have this technology, are we prepared to eliminate human beings? There was a hotel in Japan, and they said that it normally would be ran by nearly 70-some individuals, but with all the robots in the hotel, that they only needed 7. And I was thinking, my God, I don't know how they go about making the beds. With, you know, that'd be interesting to figure out how they make the beds, because I can't imagine robots being able to make beds. But that might not be a problem. But we have to ask ourselves these questions, because certainly Japan is already being faced with having to do something, and to the point where they're paying people to have children. And I doubt if America has to do that, because we have more babies being made all the time. Our population is continuing to grow. So as we get ready and prepared, I just want to ask you guys, what is it you think about having our world taken over by robotics, and whether or not this is the direction that we feel comfortable going? Kathy, how are you doing this evening?
Good afternoon, Mr. Vishay. How are you doing? How's everyone?
Well, Kathy, what would you feel about having a butler in your home who was a robot who could do the mundane things around the house that you don't really enjoy doing?
No, that's not going to happen, James. I know they're trying to get rid of us one way or another, and no, I don't agree with it, nor do I go to the self-checkout, nor do I use any of the stands that's sitting up in the stores. I go directly to a person, because I want that interaction. We already have it where we're texting everyone on the phones. There's no communication there. So to me, I think it's a game that they have planted to where they're trying to get rid of of the humans. I saw a show, it had to have been about 10 years ago, similar to that, where this guy was making robots to take care of the needs of the people. And then in the end, they made a robot to take care of him. So I think it's just a device that they're trying to do to get rid of people, interaction with people, and being able to communicate the way that we're communicating. I don't agree with it. Just like they're doing that test where they're putting the chips in the people's bodies, you know, they're saying, it's just a test. Come on and try it out. No, that's a setup. Or a setback. if you do the research, you'll see where most of this stuff is coming from. So I don't agree with it at all.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that, as always, I have to count on you guys even taking my question even further, because, you know, I had completely forgot about, you're right, the checkout area where you go and you don't even need a person there to help you scan. You scan it yourself and you pay the machine. I have avoided those myself. I've tried them a couple of times, but they haven't caught on with me. And the thing, you're right, just recently we heard about a company who is letting their employees voluntarily put these little chips underneath their skin between their fingers. And then that way they don't have to wear the badges to open up the doors and access things throughout the building. And so, yeah, that definitely we've gotten to the point where we are automating everything. And I guess that would eliminate the guard that needs to be sitting at the desk if you're going to let this chip be tied to you, and the only people who can come in are the ones who have these chips. Joyce, what are your thoughts related to all this animation? And here we're talking about countries like Japan looking to have robots to take care of their elderly because the population is shrinking.
Well, I agree with Kathy, but I do have a girlfriend who just came back from Japan at a wedding. Japan is so overpopulated. It's one thing as far as movement. It's just so overpopulated. She said everybody even have to wear masks because of the air, and it, you know. And she came back and she got sick, you know. But a lot of times, things that are so convenient are not the best thing. And like Kathy is indicating that, you know, people claim that they are making these things so they can be more convenient for the consumer, but that's not necessarily so. Exactly what it is that they're uprooting and they want to clone. Just yesterday on the national news that they wanted to clone, they had the capability of trying to clone this guy from sickle cell anemia. They had a cell and they had tested it, but they agreed not to do that because the guy said that he didn't want to have that much control because the next thing you know, they want to clone something else, you know. So these little bitty things that they start with, little things that they may not make good sense, but everybody thinking that they're so convenient, that's not the end result as to what the big picture is. And, Kathy, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Well, one of the things I do remember, I told you guys that I taught for 30 years, and I you'd always hear the students talk about how, you know, the garbage men made more than teachers made. And then slowly but surely they were getting rid of the jobs for these men who jumped off the truck, because now in my neighborhood, the driver comes with a truck that lifts the garbage up without the men. So, therefore, they don't even need the men on the back of the truck anymore. They just have one man inside the truck, and they got this mechanical arm that goes out and picks up these specialized garbage cans that you take to the curb and do the dumping. And so I guess that eliminated two people that they had to pay insurance for and pay salaries to. And but again, though, I think about there has to be somebody who fixes those mechanical trucks and who create them. So seemingly to me, the jobs are being created in other places where they are, the persons are being paid more because they have the ability to create these mechanical arms that are fitted on these trucks. Cheryl, what is your thought about where we're going in technology? Do you feel like it's eliminating positions or it's creating opportunities?
I definitely feel like it's eliminating positions, creating opportunities at a lesser level because there are more employees than the technology part of it making the opportunity available for someone. And just, you know, you mentioned in the garbage trucks, I noticed that we have more garbage that is wasted on the roads out here by me, with them doing it, having one, the driver and the automated system that picks up the can and dumps, and it leaves so much behind. Now, in other areas too, I don't, I know sometimes a lot of people, you know, with the grocery stores, they go to the self. It may be things that I just don't want to do. I don't want to look up the, you know, I'm a fruit and vegetable person. I want to look up every fruit and vegetable and have it to weigh it, you know, throughout my whole checkup at the time. I think it's not going to be as personable. You know, we have in, I know in other countries, the McDonald's, that they're using some form of technology other than people that's helping them. You know, the experience is not going to be the same. You know, the same way that we are not communicating with each other a lot of the time because of text messaging or whatever form of technology, you know, it's going to be where there's not going to be no face-to-face in a lot of different things that we deal with. And I think it's taken away, you know, the communication skills with a lot of people. They're no longer communicating in, you know, person-to-person, face-to-face anymore. So I don't think it's, I mean, it's not as good as the, you know, as the hype is. But, I mean, it can serve the purpose in areas, I guess, if they wanted to. I don't know. Yeah.
Dee, let me ask you, because, and let me just suggest this to you, because, you know, of course, I am one who believes in automation and moving in a direction where, you know, you're letting these new technologies create more opportunities. And so I have to tell you, a few years ago, I live in a predominantly black neighborhood, an older professional area in Orlando, and we could only get pizza in terms of ordering food out or having it delivered. Now with Uber, and I can have groceries delivered. I can have food delivered from almost any restaurant you could think of. And every person that comes here, I ask them a question. I say, well, how do you enjoy this new technology in your jobs? And they're saying, oh, I love this. This is my job that I do on the side. It gives me a lot of extra money. So some of these new technologies and new companies are making new opportunities for people that they didn't have years ago. And it looks like they need more and more people. And seemingly, instead of them putting people out of work, they're putting people to work. What are your thoughts about that?
First of all, I want to say good afternoon, everybody. And James, as always, I enjoy the show. I want to say that I'm a little different in my opinion. I am a huge sci-fi buff. I'm a huge technology buff. And, you know, when it comes down to the robot taking care of the elderly and stuff like that. All of that is a prerequisite of things to come. The movie with Will Smith, iRobot, give you an idea of what is things to come. And we got to remember about this definition of what science fiction is. Science fiction is based on certain facts. So these technologies that may give us a preview, a preview window of things to come is already on the drawing board. The cloning, the robotic technology. Even when Donald Trump took office, his labor secretary was supposed to be the guy that owned all the Hardee's restaurants and all the Burger King restaurants for the most part. And he got ousted out when he made allude to the fact that he wished that he could replace all his employees with robots. That would alleviate sick time, call-ins, and the payment of insurance. So when he made that statement, he was no longer being considered for that job. When it comes down to the technology of them making imprints to put up on your skin, you don't want to fall into that trap. Because the way things look on the drawing board now, if you look at it from 30,000 feet, we could be headed to a martial law state. And if that were to be the case, if you have these implants under your skin, you can't hide. They'll be able to find you. So everything that glitters ain't gold. So we can enjoy the luxuries of technology, but you kind of have to look at it beyond the trees of the probabilities of things to come. Thank you, Jane.
All right, but guys, let me just throw something at you. You know, we have to deal with a very dangerous society. And why would it be so bad to let them put a chip underneath your skin so that when you were in danger or someone alerted the police to the fact that you had been abducted or something had happened or you were out of place, that they could find out where you were? Wouldn't that give you added protection? It looks like to me we need to think about what the upside of that might be. We do it for dogs in order for us to know where they are. Why would it be so bad for humans to have one? David, what are your thoughts about a little chip being under your skin? And even with your child, wouldn't you feel comfortable that you could locate your child in any given situation if you happen to have something just underneath your skin? What do you think about that, Cassie?
Well, I think about the Bible and the prophecy being fulfilled when it talks about that there will be chips being put in the people for the Antichrist to know where everything is, where everyone is, and how they will be selling and how things will be bought and sold. That's what I think about. Now, like Dee said, I mean, he made a real valid point about the scientific. I remember before we had computers, there was a song called Computer Love. I mean, you think about Computer Love. I mean, the song was nice, and then all of a sudden, here we come a decade later, we have computers. We have phones. We can see on these phones. You put your thumb on there, it opens up the phone. So, I mean, scientifically, like he said, it's already been in the making 10, 15 years ago. They're just bringing it out to the people now. And what's going to happen is there are going to be people that make a comment just like you made, James, and say, hey, what about those thieves and robbers and those people that are doing those bad things? Can't we get those people? And then there are going to be a group of people that come together and say, yes, I think we should have it. And it's going to start trickling from there, and people are going to start getting in it. And then not knowing or thinking that the Bible already talks about this, so that's why we have to educate ourselves on these things to know what it is that we're voting for, what we're asking for, and what we're signing for.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
I am this woman. I am this woman that has sent the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness. My own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth.
Igniting the love that exists in all men, while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
This is James TGCA, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I want to be an advocate for the technology that might save lives. We're already using them in dogs to locate our dogs and keep our dogs safe. And so when we talk about moving to the next level, I want to bring to your attention there was a woman who had a Fitbit, and they were able to determine that her husband lied about when she was not found or when they used the Fitbit to determine when her heart stopped beating, when she stopped moving, and they were able to tell that he was involved in her demise. And so wouldn't it lend itself to, if you had something in your skin and everybody had one, then that people knew that they just couldn't kill somebody and just those people not be found, or those people, they wouldn't have additional information regarding about when those people stopped breathing or when they stopped moving? And wouldn't that make it even more safe for us, Joyce? Well, I mean, wouldn't we be even more able to live our lives without becoming somebody's victim?
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't agree with that. I personally would not like nothing foreign in my body for me to be tracked on any level. Secondly, with the technology that they have now, and you can take that, we can look at the technology of how authorities can trace things and catch up with death. Look at that football player who committed suicide, but they found him guilty because of the streetlight of someone else's security. So I don't think that we have to go to that extreme as to implant something foreign in your body to say that you can be a safer in society. No, that's just my personal take on it.
All right, Cheryl, what are your thoughts? I mean, you don't believe if you came up missing and then authorities had a way of tracking you that it wouldn't keep you safer if they knew exactly where you were?
I'm really not for having a chip put in my body. Really, I'm not. I can say that I enjoyed this platform because it helps me to see things on different levels, and some of the things that he brought, in his comments were so valid, and I guess I didn't see those things in that way. Him, like you said, being a technology person, and my son is the same. Mm-hmm. You know, he's into technology as well. So I really do see, and I can see things, you know, what he was saying. But when it comes to the chip in my body, I think I'm going to have to draw the line at that point there. I mean, I understand, you know, the benefits of it and all of that, but I think I'm going to have to draw the line there.
Well, I see everybody. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you guys, I have lived alone, alone by myself for a long time. And the only thing that bothers me about living alone is if I become incapacitated or something happens to me, nobody will know. And but if I had some way of, you know, if my heart stopped and there was a monitor for it, that would be a, that would give me a little more security if I knew that there was a way for them to determine if I needed assistance without me telling them. And it's interesting, yet the couple of days ago, I had an alarm system put in my home. And I have to tell you, I didn't realize, you know, I knew they were charging me, so I told the guy he really needed to come and put the alarm system up. And as soon as he put that alarm system up in my house, guys, I'm telling you, as soon as he put the alarm system in my house, we started playing with it and just to make sure it worked. And the lady's voice came through the monitor asking me, did I need assistance? And her voice came through the monitor and said, do you have the code for being in the house? And I was amazed because I thought I was going to have to call somebody to let them know that I had put it up. But as soon as I put it up and turned it on, this woman was able to come through. And because I had forgotten what the code was, and she said to me, oh, she said the code, I said teacher. I said maybe I told her the password was teacher. And she said, no, it's numbers. And as soon as she told me it was numbers, I remembered what it was. But anyway, and then the police came out. So here it was. I put this new alarm system up by myself. Well, not by myself. Somebody came in and put it up for me who does my handiwork. And as soon as he put it up, it was working. Because I gave the wrong code, the police came to check on me. And I'm thinking, that wasn't a bad deal. I mean, what if I really needed help? And how quickly I got help by accident. So I'm seeing there's a positive benefit to this technology. That here we have this woman is talking to me in my house and getting the information without me going to a telephone. That is amazing.
Yeah, you know, James, I agree with you there. The North Star system and any of those securities systems, the LoJack system where you can find your car, stuff like that, those things are beneficial, and they're very much needed in modern society. I think where I have the problem with technology trying to be a part of a human body, you know, if we could get to a point where we started to have the implants put into our body. If you are unable to pay top dollar for said implant by the number one reputable company, then you're going to have generics and things of that sort. And when it comes down to sterilization, contaminants, and things like that, to apologize to say, oops, we're sorry, I don't think that's enough because we ask for these things to be placed into our system, our body. Now, if a person is ill and have heart trouble and things like that, then yeah, a person can ask for that type of assistance, and then that would be a personal choice. But as far as a mandate, as this being the norm. I think we want to be leery of that. But if it came to a point where we can have a personal choice to do that, then I think that would be okay. But for the mandate, that's something that you want. I would want to be careful of because, like Ms. Kathy said, biblically it has been spoken of, and if history is a good teacher, if Nazism or something of that sort were to raise its ugly head again, then that would be beneficial to that state of mind, if you follow what I'm saying.
But, God, initially when I paid, you know, I think I'm paying $34 or something. But to know that I have a, I don't even have to set this thing. It has a key, something you carry with you, and you can arm and disarm it without even going over to the number pad. And so now I realize, and it has an emergency button on it. And so at least now I know if I got sick and I was conscious, I could hit the emergency button. Kathy, if I had a heart attack in the middle of my sleep, that wouldn't be an option. And so, you know, I'm just wondering, are we being a little afraid for nothing related into this technology that will keep people being able to monitor where we are and what, you know, our state of health in terms of emergency?
I don't think so, James. And I don't think we're being afraid. It's just something that we said that we do not want in our bodies. I mean, that's just like anything else. Once we start giving them authority to do things, that means that they're able to do anything to us, and we don't have an authority on it. Think about when the stock market crashed and all those people went out to gather their money that they had been putting into the banks. They were not able to retrieve their full funds that they actually put into those banks. And they had to settle for that because there was nothing set aside to say you're going to get back everything that you're supposed to have. But because we as a people have signed off on things and saying that this is in the book, this is in the law, then they were able to do those people like that. Now, let's backtrack again. There are other things out there, James, that since you are single, that maybe you should invest in. They give them to the elderly, and it's something you can put it around your neck. So in the event something happens, I don't know the name of it offhand, but you put it around your neck. So in the event you do have a seizure or whatever it is, you just push the button, and it automatically alerts the police. It automatically alerts your family member that there's something going on wrong in your home. Now, there's a movie out there called Left Behind. I suggest that you go and look at it. And I suggest you rethink about that, what you said about getting those chips, because it's going to happen. Prophecy has already said it is just a matter of time, you know, and Dee knows, and I'm sure the other ladies know as well. There's nothing for us to be fearful of because we are believers, and we know that at the coming of the Lord, we will be lifted up. But those that are still left here, they will be able to be tracked everywhere that they go. So that's my comment on that, Mr. Deshay.
All right. Joyce, I know that you have some, I don't know if you have two, but you have a, you have dogs, right? Or one dog?
I have one, and right now I'm babysitting my son's three dogs. So I have four kids here right now, four dogs that I'm keeping at the time. And
now,
my
do any of those have chips in?
They all are.
Do they have?
You know, they all are. Yes, they do. Every last one of them. But also, too, we have to look at the intent.
you know, when we are volunteering for so much, you want to know whether or not people have the right intentions of what it is that they want to do. Because if we can look back as to, I don't know whether or not everyone remember this, is to during the time that they were testing all the black men, but they was giving them syphilis. And believe me, they had no idea that that's what was going. So now we have to look at technology and medicine and where they're going. And we got to be leery of what is being dealt with us, what is being shot into our systems, what is going underneath our skin. We have to be careful with foreign entities. Going so the little picture right now, the big, what you think is a big picture might look real good, but you got to be leery sometime of something. I don't want things that's too easy for me and too convenient. You know, it's ridiculous. That makes you lazy in a way. So why would we have everything so convenient and you put something foreign underneath my skin saying that? There are other ways for me to stay healthy, and in your situation, you have your daughter. I'm sure there's not a day that does not go by that your daughter does not touch base, you know. And if that's not the case, you may want to start that, being a retiree in the whole bit. There's not a day that someone in my family does not touch base with me, particularly my son. It's an everyday call. So we have to do those things the old-fashioned way to get where we – technology sometimes can be good, but sometimes it can be – too good to where the picture is what we think it is. That's not what it is. So I think about what happened to all those black men in the South about syphilis, and I don't know whether or not you guys remember that. Remember they sterilized all those men, sterilized them, and they claimed that they was doing some vaccination with them and the whole bit. So we got to be very particular of different colors. We got to make sure that what it is that they saying that what they're going to do and what it's supposed to be about, because a lot of times that's not the big picture. Thank you.
Audrey, I'm not having very much success with talking my audience into this theory about technology and the advancement and how it may keep you safe. You just had you have a grandson. What would be the problem with a small chip being put in your grandson to make sure that if he got kidnapped or somebody took him, that you would be able to find him, just like you got a chip in the dog. Why are we so opposed to these chips? We think they're okay for the dog, but why not for the human?
Well, wonderful Wednesday to all, and the difference is, exactly what you said. A dog is loving and kind enough, but it's not your own. And the reason that I wouldn't want to have that in my grandchild is because Joyce is saying it, and Kathy indicated it as well. And I didn't get a chance to hear everybody else, so others may have said it as well. But who's the owner of this information? And, you know, we have to be careful in knowing that people may say one thing, but they can easily do another. And it's going to happen, yes. And, you know, the majority of us on this call are of a certain generation, so we're almost thinking alike anyway. But, you know, certain people have certain levels of understanding. You talk about, James, that you technology and you like technology, and that's good, and that's fine. And see, I know what my limitations with technology. I know I'm not strong in that area, so I make sure that I stay away. I'm not involved in Facebook and LinkedIn and all that, and I know people say, you know, it's a good tool, but I also know there's some people out there that knows a lot more about it than me and may not necessarily have the intention of good. So while they're starting out with saying, you know, it's voluntarily at this company and you're buying at your snack machine, what's wrong with me paying my money at the snack machine? Why do I need to do that? I'm just saying that's just a base of where they're starting from. And then eventually they're going to be using that information in means that's not necessarily known and may not necessarily be good to us. So I need to keep up with my grandson. You're exactly right. I was with him. So it's my responsibility to keep up with him or whoever that adult that he's assigned to, not an instrument. Remember I told you a few shows ago about how artificial intelligence, when I saw that report, just like when you said time you plugged in, she was able to zero in exactly where you are. And that, all that's intelligence. And all that intelligence is going to take over because they're feeding onto each other. Every time we wake up and speak to Alexa and tell Alexa to tell us whatever the case, that's recording your trending, your styling. And you know that even if you go online, Google or somebody can tell you exactly what your trends are, what you may like. And I oppose that.
But now, I hear what you're saying, Audrey. But you do know that there are children missing every day, every day. Now, how many more of those children would we find if those children had an implant?
To be determined.
Okay.
Because, as I said, it's to be determined. We don't know how many we would find. We don't know because
well,
the kidnappers may be aware. Wait a minute. Because the kidnapper may be aware that they have a chip. And you know what? They may kill or cut that chip out, harming the child worse so that they won't be able to find. How many burglaries occur when they know that it's a video camera? What do? They take that video camera out, right?
Well, it would require them to know where it is. They might not know where it is. We ain't dealing with no rocket scientists now.
We don't know that. We don't know. Very well could be.
All right, Dee. I thought I had a good argument, Dee. You have children. What harm would it do for you to have that in one of your children? So that if somebody was to take your child, you could go directly to that child. Are you dead, Dee?
You know, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me, Jane? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, you made the argument of, you know, we got it in our dog. Why won't we put it in our kids? Well, the thing about it is, I can get another dog. If my dog dies from contamination, I can get another dog. But I think that I just want to be. I like to do things the old fashioned way also, and that is be a mindful parent. Be an interested parent to know where my child is all the time and. You know, things of that sort. But I think I heard Ms. Audrey say something. And I think you replied to it about, you know, we don't know what the intention is behind all of this. Let me say something real quick about how things could have been different when it comes down to technology. You know, and y'all forgive me for bringing this up, but I'm trying to make a point. When Donald Trump accused President Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower. Had Donald Trump been smart enough to listen to some people, he could have hired some contractors to come in and had the system to make it look like President Obama actually wiretapped Trump Tower. He could have hired some contractors to come in and left fingerprints per se, digital fingerprint to make it look like President Obama actually wiretapped Trump Tower, but being as though he don't listen very well, that did not happen. So my point is that the technology is out there. I implore everybody to go on YouTube and look up this thing called the digital bioprinter. The digital biological printer, and what it does, it takes your stem cells or cells from your body, and it can synthetically print out body parts. And so we are there. a lot of people are not ready for what we are, where we are, but we are there. And so I'm a little leery, you know, at the age of 61, I'm very blessed and pleased to be a part of time and space where all of this is available. But, you know, I want to take it in stride. Now, another 20 years from now, if people want to just go all in and let everything just be everything, well, you know, we've done that too. You know, we have susceptible ourselves to most anything. You know, the cursing in music, do your own thing, just take all kind of drugs and, you know, and just do your own thing. And, well, you see where that got us. You know, so I would like to take this, you know, a few steps at a time, Jane. Thanks. Bye.
All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
Just a Thought by James T. Deshaies. The destination of one's life is not determined by where they are, but by where their heart is determined to go. It is important to look past the present and dream about your future. The value of your internal spirit remains the same throughout your life. Once you take your first breath, the measure of your future is unlimited. You only need to take one positive step after the other to get out of your present situation. Always know that there is a helping hand prepared to assist you along the way. Keep your head and your eyes facing forward to see the hearts of those ahead of you. The path they suggest will always be better than the issues that are behind you. The Creator that protects us all will never move from where you last left him. He is patiently waiting for your return. God invested in you from the outset, and now it is time for your value to rise. Don't doubt that which has been there from the beginning, your ability to turn your dreams into reality. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, the radio show where your voice needs to be heard. The show is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. Please visit my website, JamesTDeshaies2.com. That's James T. Deshaies, number2.com. Also consider purchasing both my books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. They can be purchased at my website or at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. I look forward to you being a part of my audience. Call in every day at 657-383-0309.
Yeah.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Cheryl, let me ask you. Now, I know that your children are older now, but would you have felt more comfortable had you had a device that you could put in their book bag or insert into their pockets or something that made sure that they went to school and you knew when they were leaving school and you could track them? Would you feel a little more comfortable as a parent if you were able to track your child a little better now when we had this type of technology?
Well, when my kids were going to school, I really didn't feel uncomfortable because I took them to school and I picked them up from school. And I really can't remember them too much going anywhere without me bringing them and picking them back up. And now I do have grandchildren. And the oldest one, I mean, they are school age, one of them. But I still don't see, I mean, even if I even brought this to their parents, I don't think they would go for that. And I understand about, you know, feel more comfortable, but it's a whole different level of, it's a whole level, and I don't think that, I think that we have to use every bit of precaution that we possibly, you know, could. And because of our situation today, I just don't, I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just going to have to be honest with you guys. See, y'all always make me have to go into my history in order to try to prove my point. You know, I became a father at 16, so that lets you know if I can't became a father at 16, I was doing stuff that was inappropriate at 15. And I vividly remember wanting to be with my girlfriend so much that I skipped school and I caught the bus downtown. And my grandmother was a help clean white people's houses, so she used to catch the bus everywhere. And she had never seen me. All the people I meet was my grandmother at the bus station. And she said, "Jimmy, what are you doing up here at this bus station?" And I don't even know what lie I came up with for being at the bus station, because she know I didn't ride no bus nowhere. But I rode the bus that day. And I rode the bus because my girlfriend and I went to different schools. So now, if we were doing it back then, leaving school, skipping school, and I guess I was the only one skipping school because the rest of y'all ain't skipped school. And we're doing things I wasn't supposed to. Had they had that technology, my parents would have known I skipped school, and they'd have known I went downtown, and then I went home, and then she had to go back to her school to catch the bus with her sister. So we traveled a lot, doing stuff we had no business doing and going places we had no business going, and that's the reason that little girl got made when I was 15. So I believe that technology would work or help, Kathy, with young parents if they could figure out where their kids were going.
Jazz, you really, really trying to throw this thing out on us, right? Well, just think about this. We all were 16, and we all did a little sneaky stuff, and our parents did sneaky stuff, and their parents did sneaky stuff, and the parents before them. So I don't think that they would have wanted one in them as well as we don't want one in us. So those are things that happen. That's part of life, you know. 16-year-olds do things. There are some 16-year-olds that don't do bad things, but I'm not going to say bad things, but that do things that are not right. And then there are those that do things that are not right. It's just something that happens, James, and it's, my answer is still no.
All right, okay. Joyce, does that details about my little interlude change anything?
No, not at all. And when this does take place,
believe me, James, it's going to be on different levels and different priorities, and it's going to be on, like Dee said, believe me, if you rich, you're going to have the top of the line chip. If you middle class, you're going to have the mediocre chip. And if you in the poverty state, you're going to have the generic of the generic chip. So don't believe in your thinking that back then that the type of chip that would you think would be placed in you, that you it would secure everything that you thinking that would happen. Because believe me, back then, and the way that the status quo is, you wouldn't even qualify for a chip. You know what I mean? Think about it. I'm not, you know, I'm just putting it out there the way that it the real deal is. You know, so don't think about this technology. It's not going to be for everybody the way that it's supposed to be. It's not going to never be that way. So we got to be realistic. We got to be more cautious. And we definitely have to be conscious of what we're putting in our system. And like my dad said, never let nobody, if you can have it, never let nobody cut on your body. Because, number one, it always weakens the body. And number two, who wants something foreign? You know, you got all these people now getting all these implants for their butts, their lips, and the whole bit, and they look like creatures. And most of them going 15 or 10 years later, they want the stuff out of their system because somehow or some other, they're doing something that is foreign, is doing something bad to their system, you know, with the plastic stuff is bursting and the whole bit. So we got to be more conscious as to what it is that we want in our system. I like the way that I was made, the natural way, and I want everything naturally. So I'm just going to skip the chip deal. Thank you.
Andre, what about the crime, that it could reduce crime? You don't think it would reduce crime at all if we had that technology and the majority of people were using it?
We have that technology now, James, and it's called an app. That's an app for that. And that app does not require anything being instilled into your body or inserted into your body. So it's an app for that if you want to check and see what a person is and that kind of stuff like that. So for security, safety reasons that you're thinking of, that can be accomplished without impacting the body. But, you know, what we're trying to help you to understand is that you're trying to look for the positive. And most time I'm right there with you, but we are looking a little step farther because we know that people have different intentions. They start just like, think about it. Look at what we see that's on public television, just everyday television. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, some of the things that are said, some of the things that are seen would not have been the case. But they ease just a little bit in. Oh, it's nothing wrong with that. Okay. And then you go, you know, you keep inching until you're a mile. And that's what will happen. And people will start tracking people for different purposes, different reasons. And eventually it was a show. And we know that shows are just a prelude to what's to come. Whereas, yes, you have a chip in you and you get so much money or vouchers or whatever that's supposed to last you a month. And if you run out, you know, you're in problems and trouble. And by the time all these robots, all these Alexas and Sarahs and all these named artificial computer things take over everything, it's not only going to be a chip in your hand, it's going to be your eyeball that you can just hold up to and see your eyeball. It's coming, yes, but let's not help it along.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and give our final thoughts for today.
People get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. You need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to join, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready.
Just a Thought by James T. Deshaies. There is never a perfect time to step out on faith. It will always require risking the safety of where you are at the moment. But one will never be completely happy when their dreams are not being reached. The higher the dreams, the greater the risk. When the right opportunity makes itself available, you have to choose to close your ears to naysayers and move forward beyond your fears. Please visit WealthDadSystems.com. That's WealthDadSystems.com. WealthDadSystems.com. I look forward to talking to you soon. Remember, there are a lot of people waiting for their ship to come in. It might require us to swim out to meet it.
Kathy, what is your final thought for today?
Okay, I'm coming out of the book Ecclesia, chapter 1, verse 9, and it says, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done once again. There is nothing new under the sun. That's my final thought.
All right, Kathy. Thank you so very much for keeping us grounded. Joyce? What is your final thought for today?
My final thought is don't be too quick to jump into the unknown. You know, just test it. Let the water be tested first before you go in all in. Thank you.
Audrey, your final thought for this evening?
Treat our body as a holy sacrifice. And let this vessel be used according to glory purposes and not man-made purposes.
All right. Dee, your final thought for this evening.
My final thoughts are in line with Ms. Kathy and Ms. Joyce. Remember the Tuskegee experiment. And I am not eager to be a guinea pig for the 23rd century. Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's one thing. Y'all going to remember that history. Cheryl, your final thought for this evening?
Amen, 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 and amen to the ones that went before me. I do agree with
you. Well, guys, I hear what you're saying, and again, I'm going to tell you there has been some anguish in me and in my spirit related to me living alone, and I have to tell you, this technology that when I put this new alarm system in my room and know that now I have that emergency and that lady is going to come through that speaker and talk to me and ask me what's going on, that's relieving. And though I'm not signed up to put a chip in myself yet, you know, I know that technology, there are some positive things that technology brings to the table, and I'm willing to listen and hear and make a decision and make an informed decision on whether or not it'll work for me. But I do believe, just like your car, and Dee said it, you know, when somebody steals your car, and most new cars now, if they steal your car, they're going to be able to find your car within minutes because they'll know exactly where it is as soon as you alert them that it's missing. And so those technology has its place, and we just have to determine where we feel comfortable with it. I want to just thank all of you again for all your continued support. You know that we're here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. We're here so that your voices can be heard loud and clear without interruption. Also, let me just tell you that I want you guys to recognize that we have the opportunity to increase our cash flow by going to WealthDadSystems.com. I want all of you to take a visit and go to WealthDadSystems.com and kick the tires and see if it's something that can work for you. It's just another opportunity that we all need to check out just to see whether or not it is something that can fit into our way of living. We're going to take another little short break, and we'll come back and finish out the show.
In this day and time, stereotypes are the false descriptions for all of humanity. James T. Deshay is the author of two great poetry books that attempt to describe life from a male perspective. It has been a common belief that men are unable to put into words their deepest feelings and spend most of their time focused on the surface of what life means. Thoughts, love, and reflections, and passion, desire, and contemplation take you on a journey that has very few travelers. Mr. Deshay has opened his heart and spirit up in ways that few have ever experienced. The depth of his poetry will have you reading his books and poems over and over again. You will find yourself using his passages to describe your own feelings to your family and friends. It is now time to put aside your thoughts and feelings related to the depth of men's thoughts and delve deeply into the words of James T. Deshay. Once again, he will put an end to your thoughts that men can't translate their heartfelt spirit into words. Both of these books will allow you to find comfort in the reality of the heart of men. You will spend hours trying to embrace the way men want to love and display their passion to the women they love. Don't be fooled by those books that create love through words of lust, vulgarity, and unhealthy displays of sexual activities. You will discover the types of words that will allow you to rejoice in the future of what love truly means to men. Your book clubs and families will be able to discuss these words without fear. No one will have to leave the room. Both of these books can be purchased at jamestdeshay2.com and lulu.com. Feel free to reach out to the author at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Those of you who want to change your quality of life and increase your monthly cash flow, please call 407-459-4827. That, again, is 407-459-4827. If you're looking for an opportunity to change your life, make sure you call that number and listen very carefully. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time with Thoughts, Love, and Reflections where we let your voice be heard loud and clear.
Just a thought, James T. DeShay. The significance of our lives is found in the level of commitment we have to greatness. Our Creator has planted the only seeds we need to rise above the level of mediocrity. The world needs all of us to rise above the norm. The enemy of humanity is in the wasted greatness that resides in those that refuse to care and fertilize their personal seeds of greatness. No solutions in life's problems can be obtained without individuals being willing to bring their seeds of greatness to reality. There are too many dreams being left in the graves of the disenchanted. The joy and peace of the world should not be put at risk by our reluctance to work toward our legacies. Our families and communities need the value of all the treasures that exist within us. No blessing should remain unnurtured. This is James T. DeShay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This show is here for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we do what is needed to make sure that people know what our opinions are, and this is the platform to make that possible. Please call in at 657-383-0309. Also, please visit my website at jamestdeshay2.com. That's jamesddeshay2.com.